Say big at Menards and keep cool in the summer heat with a new window air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Featuring 3 fan cooling speeds and a remote control, allowing you to cool your space from anywhere in the room. Save big money on Denali Air. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Thanks for tuning in to another exclusive Patreon bonus episode. Your support keeps us on the air and allows us to continue to provide much needed cult education to the public, as well as provide a platform for survivors who want to share their stories. So thank you for partnering with us. I've recently started a webinar series in order to further provide resources to those who have been harmed by cultic control, as well as help their loved ones better understand their experiences. So for this bonus episode, I wanted to offer a glimpse of my upcoming video lecture series, which will focus on explaining the many reasons and circumstances that keep people trapped in systems of control. As a Patreon subscriber, you will have access to the full video and audio version of this lecture before anyone else. Here now is the premiere of that series entitled, Why Did I Stay? Everyone, I wanted to be able to talk to you today about why people stay in bad situations for way too long. There are so many reasons, and I make this video so that you can have a sense about how normal it is for you to be doing this, how normal it is for the people who you love and care about to be doing this, to be staying in a situation that is uncomfortable, that might even be abusive for such a long time. And you really wonder why it is that it's happening. So let's go over some of the reasons. I'm talking, first of all, about a whole variety of situations. It is a relationship with a malignant narcissist, someone who has taken over the other person, someone who has taken you over. Someone whose emotions matter more than yours, someone whose life really matters more than yours in every way. And you have been so self-sacrificial to be there for that person. And still, each day it might feel like you're starting again, kind of, at the first step, like you haven't proven your allegiance before and you have to keep proving it. That is one of the reasons that people will stay in a relationship with someone who is hard to please. Someone who is good in their heart will often feel like they have to keep proving that they are innocent, that they meant well, that they weren't up to something, that they're not lying about something. And you can constantly feel like you're on the witness stand. And each next day is another opportunity to prove your innocence, even though there might be nothing that you've done wrong. I am also referring to people who are in cultic relationships, one-on-one kinds of cultic relationships, or larger cultic groups, and also abusive relationships where you really are very scared of the other person. There are people who will stay, but not for the reason that you think. And it's not just because they're too afraid to leave, but because they actually do like or love that person who is hurting them. Sometimes when you like or love the person who is hurting you, it is because you feel deserving of being treated that way. And sometimes also, it's because you have believed their story that they don't do this on purpose, that they have had difficult childhoods, or they're trauma victims. They are people who have been through something, and that's why they mistreat you. It could also be that for some people, they will convince you it's for your benefit. It's to keep you in line. It is God's will, if it's a religious kind of relationship or group, whatever it is. But there's always a justification. Sometimes also people will stay in relationships if they feel specially chosen, if they have felt lonely, if they are worried that as soon as this relationship is over, they won't be able to have another one. That is rarely the case. And so I hope it's something that you don't actually believe and that doesn't keep you imprisoned in a bad relationship. What also happens is that there are people who will try to convince you that they could have been with anyone, that they are so ultimately popular or sought after, but they are choosing to be with you. And so then there is this idea of reciprocity, that if you feel you're being given to in a way that makes you feel special, in a way that makes you feel, again, specially chosen, if you're a good person, you might feel like you need to give back by staying there, by proving that you are appreciative of the attention that you're being given, of what you're being offered by this person who's chosen to give it to you above everybody else. The other part that is important to think about is the fact that there's so many people who will feel really indebted. They'll feel like, here, this person has given them something they couldn't have before. Maybe it is that you got to live in a house. Maybe it is that you got to have some of your bills paid for. Maybe it is that you have someone who is helping to tend to your children. Someone who may have paid for your education, or someone who has given you the sense that now you're safe. Someone also who will very often make you feel like they are protecting you in this world. They will often use certain examples of the things that they've done as proof of them protecting you, of keeping you away from bad people, keeping you away from making the wrong decisions. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that they were guiding you well. It just sometimes means that they wanted to make sure to get credit for it so that, again, you'd feel indebted and you'd feel grateful. And then you would feel like you couldn't leave a person who has done so much for you. Also, a lot of people stay in bad relationships because they're worried about feeling guilty about leaving. When you leave someone who you think is a damaged person, someone who has a bad history, somebody who is sort of a misunderstood person in society, somebody who you think has been mistreated by people, you don't want to be yet another person who mistreats them by leaving them. Unfortunately, though, within that, sometimes you accept being mistreated by them, and your focus instead is on how you need to behave so that you don't mistreat them, so that you don't become yet another abuser in their life. That's when you become really self-sacrificial and give up your own safety and your own happiness for this other person and their feelings, in the hope that then you can help heal them from their wounds and their trauma. But often, because you're not the one who caused the trauma, if there was trauma at all, then you're not really the one who is meant to or can or needs to fix it, especially at your own expense. People also have sometimes told others who they are controlling that they have to somehow put up with them. Meaning, if you're staying with someone who is kind of in a gaslighting way, convinced you that you drive people crazy, or that you can't make decisions on your own, or that you're forgetful, or that you're annoying in some way, or you can't be trusted, and they will tell you that you should feel lucky that they stay with you, then sometimes you will stay with them because you really think that they have had to put up with someone who was so difficult to put up with, even though you've never been treated that way or thought of yourself that way in the past, suddenly this person's making you feel this way, there's often a reason. The reason is usually that they want you to feel like you need to be with them because you are such damaged goods that no one else would want to be with you. And then you need to feel appreciative that they tolerated you. The other reason sometimes people stay for far too long is that they've made a promise or they've made a vow. If you got married and you're religious and you say that you made this vow and this promise in front of God, or if you told someone or agreed to them asking you to tell you that you would never leave them, you might feel like you have to stay with them because you need to be seen as a trustworthy person. You need to be seen as someone who stays with their commitments, who means what they say. But you only really need to stay with someone who is safe to stay with, not because you said you were going to stay before, not because you made the commitment before you realized how unsafe they could be. When you make a commitment to someone, a lifelong commitment or a promise or a vow, before you know how they're going to treat you, you are actually making a vow to a different person. You're making a vow to the person who they pretended to be. So that's not a commitment to them. They withheld information from you. So you were only able to make a partially educated decision about who you were connecting with or promising to stay connected with for the rest of your life. That means that you are free to change your mind because they changed who they were from who they were originally. Actually, they just showed you who they really were after they knew you had made the commitment.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.